This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Forces of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have destroyed an airport in the ancient town of Aksum, according to state-affiliated media on Monday. This comes after the prime minister and advancing federal troops gave them a 72-hour ultimatum to surrender or suffer a final assault on the regional capital. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has told the TPLF, which had been ruling the mountainous northern zone of 5 million people, to lay down their arms by Wednesday. A leader of the regional forces told Reuters news outlet that he interpreted the threat as a cover for government forces to regroup after what he described as defeats on three fronts. Reuters could not confirm that statement. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communications are down. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people have been killed in fighting and airstrikes that erupted on November 4th. The violence has sent about 40,000 refugees into neighboring Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray. The TPLF has fired rockets into the neighboring Amhara region and also across the border into Eritrea. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states. Tensions have been building in that region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the polls, citing the coronavirus pandemic. China said on Monday it opposes a potential move by the United States to declare that 89 Chinese aerospace and other companies have military ties, restricting them from buying a range of U.S. goods and technology. Chinese foreign minister responded to a question about a Reuters report based on a draft copy of that list. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. projected president-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet by Tuesday. That's according to a key aide who spoke on the subject on Sunday. This comes as President Donald Trump is urging Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his re-election defeat. Meanwhile, media reports say Biden is planning to name one of his longest-serving foreign policy advisors, Antony Blinken, as his Secretary of State, and career Foreign Service Officer Linda Thomas Greenfield as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Biden has said he plans to prioritize foreign policy in his administration in hopes of shoring up global alliances that have been strained under the Trump administration. Biden has said he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, halt the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he's ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whomever emerges the winner of the United States presidential election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Donald Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for his rival, Mr. Biden, in the November 3rd election. VOA has projected Biden as the winner. The result is not official yet. On state TV, the Russian president said, quote, "We will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people." He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponents, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate way. Thousands of people took to Taipei's streets on Sundays for the annual Autumn Struggle protest march organized by labor groups, with much of the anger this year focused on the government's decision to ease restrictions on imports of U.S. pork. Taiwan's main opposition party rallied its supporters to join the march for the first time, having mounted an increasingly strident campaign against the pork decision, which it says threatens food safety. And a rights group in Belarus says more than 200 people were arrested this weekend as Belarusians continue to protest longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in Minsk. Thousands of people took to the streets to demand Lukashenko's resignation, as they have done every weekend since the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko retained power in a vote seen by international observers as not fair or transparent, and in which key opposition leaders were detained or forced to flee. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.